Greetings in Yawishkenagogwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gaino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gaino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from a different indigenous artist from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the music. Leanne Badasumuse Simpson of the Michisa Gignishnabeg is an acclaimed scholar, author, and musician. Her books challenge long-standing literary conventions as she brilliantly draws from ancient Anishinaabe oral storytelling traditions in ways that reimagines what a novel is and can be. Among her latest books is Nopaming, a story that centers around a mythical being trapped in ice who relies on seven beings on the outside, each of whom makes up a different faculty of the creature's body. To further expand upon the ideas found in Nopaming, Leanne took seven of the poems from within its pages and crafted her latest album, Theory of Ice. We have a lot to talk about today, so at this time, turn it up and enjoy the opening track from Theory of Ice. The song's called Breakup. You're listening to Gaino.
I step over watery edges. He pulls the canoe across the ice. She paddles to the edge to collect candles for her old ones to melt and then drink. You shoot ducks while it's still easy.
Thank you.
The song kicking off today's edition of Gyno is Break Up from Liam Bidasamuse's Simpsons Theory of Ice, released in March of 2021. I do have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with Leanne today. She's an author of at least 10 books that I'm aware of. Her latest album, as I was just mentioning, came out in March, and she expounds on some of the poems found in her book, Nopamine, which was released back in September. Good day to you, Leanne. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's so nice to be here visiting with you today.
As I was mentioning to you before our official chat kicked off today, you know, I don't want to pretend like I'm a longtime fan or anything. Your art is new to me. I had your sister Ansley back on the show, I think in 2017. But I saw Ansley, in fact, on social media talking about Theory of Ice and the review that it got with Pitchfork. It was named as one of the 6 albums you have to go check out. So I did. And I'm glad that I did, because I feel like this is a portal. And as I was trying to convey to you before we actually kick things off again, is that I don't necessarily have a footing yet, a bearing on where this conversation is going to go, because I know for a fact we're not going to have enough time to delve into all the layers that you put throughout your various arts. But I guess for sake of convenience, if we could start with some introductions, could you be so kind as to tell people a little bit about yourself?
My name is Leanne Bidasamuse Simpson. I am Michisa Gikinisnabek, which is a part of the Ojibwe Nation. Our territory is roughly the north shore of Lake Ontario, so we share the lake with the Haudenosaunee. I live in Ngozi or Peterborough, Ontario. I'm a status band member of Alderville First Nation, and I'm an academic and a writer and a musician. And I'm very lucky, actually, to have my sister Ansley in my band. So her voice and her brilliance was part of Theory of Ice as well.
I can hear a lot of that influence, like from Breakwall, for instance. And I do want to dive into your collaborations here in just a few. I guess, you know, you listed yourself first as an academic, but while we're talking about the arts here today, is it fair to say that you first became established as an author then?
That's fair to say. I think that my practice of life has been one where I wanted to put Anishinaabe thought and Anishinaabe practices, Anishinaabe ethics and politics sort of at the center. I love being out on the land. I love being in the bush. And that's really the spine of my practice, whether it's intervening in the academy, whether it's thinking, whether it's making music. That being out on the land is something that's very artistically generative to me. And it's sort of the way that I approach whatever I'm doing. And I don't think those kind of boundaries between writing or thinking and making music, those don't really make sense in Indigenous cultures. We, you know, we're brilliant people. We have amazing stories. Songs break out all the time in our communities and our ceremonies. And so I wanted Theory of Ice to be a portal, and I wanted to sort of blur those boundaries and look at things like relationality and connection and belonging sort of from a different angle.
All of the reviews that I've read, whether it's of your music or of your literature, you are challenging these conventional notions. A lot of times our methods of storytelling don't fit, as you were mentioning, into these neat little categories or genres or linearity, like I think we become accustomed to. And I want to actually, before our conversation is up, expound on that in relation to our own conversation and what I do for a living on the radio and things like that. But you are bringing these, you know, as we get back a little bit more to the beginning, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself either. When we talk about some of these, what you've been doing academically and the challenges that you're putting into academia, what is the essence of the Anishinaabe storytelling tools that you are bringing into your art?
I really fell in love with oral practice and oral culture and Anishinaabe storytelling about 20 years ago. And I think of stories as sort of seeds. I think of them as gifts, and I think of it as a relationship between the teller and the folks that are listening. And I think when you hear an Indigenous story, ethically, there's a responsibility for everyone who hears that to sort of carry that story and insert themselves in the story and find their own meaning within that story. And I think that's why the stories of my ancestors were layered. That's why they sort of on the surface appear to be almost simplistic. But sure. Once you're sort of steeped in our culture and our practices, you realize that these stories are actually philosophically very deep and dense and generative. And the more you carry a story, the more you hear it, the more repetition, the more it sort of cracks open meaning, and the more meaning shifts as you move through your life. And so I love that part of performance, and I love that part of, you know, I get to carry these tracks around, and hopefully at some point I'll get to perform them kind of over and over again in this durational sort of performance, connecting with different audiences. And I like how the meaning shifts. And I think that comes from a very intentional and deep understanding of stories that Indigenous cultures hold.
As I was doing some of the research for today's conversation, I saw a quote that said something to the effect of, the practice of Indigenous storytelling is also a practice in listening as well. And I think that is what we are here to do primarily today. I can't wait to dive into this conversation a little bit more while we have this time together. And we have a lot of great tunes coming your way as well. Of course, we're going to continue to listen to tracks from Leanne Bidasamuse's Simpson's Theory of Ice. I do have Head of the Lake coming up before this conversation is through. We're also going to hear an earlier track that she put out. But as we get into this block, I have Leanne's recommendation, Beatrice Deer's 1997 from My All to You, also one from Black Belt Eagle Scout, Turn It Up and Sing Along, with Leanne Bidasamuse Simpson's I Pity the Country from Theory of Ice, today on Gyno.
Seeking to draw me away from.
Beatrice Deers, 1997, from her My All to You. It's Leanne's recommendation today. If you're just now tuning in, it's Brett here checking in with you on today's episode of Gyno. I am joined on the line today with Leanne Badassemusse-Simpson. We're discussing her album Theory of Ice, but in relation to all of the other art, she's an expertly blurring some of the boundaries and challenging long-held Western notions of art. And I think it's fantastic that this album right here is kind of an expounding on poems and some of the themes found in your book, Nopaming, which was released back in, I think, September of 2020. Now, in this portion, I guess let's talk specifically about the relation and the overall theme in these two works of art right here. I guess let's start with Nopaming, which is where a lot of this comes from, yeah?
Nopaming is a word in my language that means in the bush, and I wanted to write something building on my two books of short stories, Islands of Decolonial Love and The Fascination of Being Lost, which also have sort of soundtracks and music projects attached to them. But I wanted to build something in a longer form. And of course, in Western literature, that's the novel. So I sort of set out to write a novel, but it just, none of it made sense to me. And I couldn't reconcile Anishinaabe storytelling with the structure of a novel. So I gave myself permission, I think, to just write what was in my heart and write this particular story. And I wanted it to have a real feeling of presence, in the sense that the present time is a collapsing in of the future and the past in and of itself. So I wanted the characters to be having conversations with their ancestors, to be thinking about those who have yet to come. I wanted them to be having animate and joyful relationships with the maple tree and a caribou character. I wanted to have a lot of humor and joy and love in the book. And I wanted to sort of push the trauma that I think is so much a part of colonialism and the violence of colonialism, so much a part of our lives, but I wanted to push it to the margins so that I was sort of acknowledging it, but it wasn't the center of the book. I wanted to create sort of this space where I think indigeneity was normal and we could sort of feel the way that I feel actually when I'm in the sugar bush or when I'm in ceremony or when I'm in community with other Anishinaabe or other indigenous people. I wanted people, Indigenous people, to feel affirmed in the book. I was writing with that audience and to that audience and for that audience, I think, in this book. And it seemed I was also working on this album at the same time. And so the projects in my mind were really always really, really linked. But I also wanted the record to be able to stand on its own, and I wanted the book to be able to stand on its own too. So for folks that were just sort of coming to the work from literature, from the book, that they would be able to find meaning in that and the same with the record.
How would you recommend people dive into your body of work? I mean, to get some kind of orientation, because there's a lot here that is not as easily digested as I think we're accustomed in 2021, you know?
That's very true. I think Theory of Ice is a good gateway piece of art. There's also I've done a series of short films, and there's going to be a series of videos coming out on Theory of Ice. I think This Accident of Being Lost and Islands of Decolonial Love are books of short stories, and some of the characters that first appear in those books then appear in Nopaming. So I think they're sort of a good precursor to Nopaming.
Okay.
I think there's also some films. There's a stop motion animation film called Badabin that I worked with a Métis filmmaker, Amanda Strong, that folks will be able to find on YouTube. That's a bit of poetry and music, and then a 20-minute stop motion animation about some indigenous youth that tap an urban sugar bush in the city. And so I think that's a pretty accessible piece as well.
We're going to get right back into the listening. I know we're running out of time very quick, and I still want to get into the last portion, I guess tie it all up in how it relates to what I'm doing, what you're doing, how the scene that's emerging, and the future of these arts as well, because just like you, I'm trying to challenge some of the conventions of what we've been used to as a quote-unquote radio show or things of that nature as well. So I want to touch on that before we get off today. We have a lot of great listening. Twin Flames coming up in this block. Also one from the Breakwater Band, but not before we get back into one from Leanne's Theory of Ice. At this time, you're invited to enjoy Head of the Lake today on Gyno.